I would sing if my voice was that of the sweet nectar, but instead I write. I write to fill your divinity, for it is all-encompassing. This I write to you, thou whom art holy, thou whom art whole, you whose presence vibrates every atom in its dance of expression. If only I could accurately express this deep appreciation of your divine presence. A realization strikes me here in this moment. My life can be my tribute to you. My existence is your triumph. My suffering is your finding, and my breath is yours. My breath is fulfilled without a thought because I'm naturally inclined to participate in your holy gift. Yes, perhaps our lovers here and there will manifest thy presence, or perhaps we need to manifest our attention here in the present. Maybe we need to stop ignoring. And it seems ignoring is to be human. Ignorance is a condition. Misery is the product of the self-induced condition. This human condition comes before a panel, and you are there. My cries come before the panel, and you're there. My anguish, my torment, my success, my life comes before this panel of I, me, and my, and yet somehow I know thy presence is here. For you are the foundation. You are my strength. You are everything to me, and I am yours. Empower the panel to align upon a new crowning height, to reach ever closer, and to know that you can be known through any experience. This scope is limited, our sight is maimed. However, in the end, a beauty shall reign. You are my foundation, you are my strength. Grant me the serenity to relentlessly act according to thy will. May your grace bestow wisdom of your true will, of the true self. Alpha, Omega, foundation, strength, reality, and love, you are all of these and more. Yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for you are the foundation. You are my strength, forever unto the ages.